All right, so this is Jeremy Infinger with the Black Vault Investigations speaking with Sean Powell regarding his anomalous photograph submitted under ticket number 613704. Today's Saturday, January 20th, 2018. It's about 12 p.m. Pacific time. Sean, do I have your permission to record this conversation?
Yes, that's fine.
Perfect. Now, I know you already provided me with some background information on the thread on the Black Vault, so I apologize if some of these questions are a bit redundant, but would you mind just kind of running through the background on how you obtained this photo?
Okay, yes. We were at a Christmas party in the Holiday Inn in Leicester, United Kingdom. This photo was taken by my wife, who was sitting with four other friends across the table to actually me and two of my friends. So where we were situated, we was in a corner. So there weren't many people around because they'd all gone into the other room to actually start the celebrations. So we was more or less the only eight people on that table at the time. Now, my wife took this photo on a Samsung phone that was digital, so she could see what was behind us, and you just had to hold the camera up to see viewfinder, and everything was fine. So she took this photo, and it was only a couple of days later that we noticed this lady standing behind me and two of my friends.
Mm-hmm.
And Tracy and the four other people that I asked at the time said there was nobody standing behind us because she wouldn't have took the photo out because it was specifically just us three. So she could actually visually see, whilst holding the camera up, actually behind us. So it was a bit strange how that happened, but being a Christmas party, if you actually look at the photo, and I had this photo analysed in Yorkshire, England, by our top photographer, and he assures me that the clothing that was worn by the actual entity that was behind us, being a Christmas party, wouldn't have been worn for one, and two, looked very similar to Victorian clothing with like a bow on the back of the dress.
Mm-hmm.
So yeah, that's basically. We went to the hotel a couple of years later to another party, and we actually shown this photo to the bar staff and members that actually worked there, and what they were saying, they were all shocked, and what they were saying was, there is actually a presence in that hotel, but they actually don't know who or why or what it actually is. But things happen there and, you know, mysteriously disappear.
Had anything been, to your knowledge, recorded in that room that you were in?
Yeah, things have been in that room, but nobody knows actually what it actually is. Nobody's actually seen anything.
Mm-hmm.
But chairs get moved and stuff, like, you know, things happen like that.
Okay. Now, you didn't happen to recognize the person that showed up in the photo, did you?
It looked a bit to me like, I've got a friend that has his wife passed probably about 15 years ago. It looked a bit like her, but not. It was a resemblance of her, but I couldn't be 100% sure.
Was that friend one of the ones in the photo with you?
No, he's an older guy. He's now 80 years old. So I showed him the photo about 2 years ago, and he agreed it actually looked like his wife, but she died of cancer, so he was a bit shocked by it, but he couldn't say it was her.
Right. So you were saying this is a Christmas party. Was it for work or just kind of a family and friend oriented type of occasion?
It was my wife's work's Christmas party.
Okay. And you indicated that you had some knowledge of the history of the hotel or maybe the land that it's on. What can you tell me about that?
In Leicester, there was gates to the city many years ago, 100 years ago. So you've got like West Gate, North Gate, South Gate, places like that. So it was like a garrison. It was a Roman garrison. And just across the road, there's a cathedral there that is over 100 years old. It's literally, I would say, a quarter of a mile from where Richard III was buried, that got dug up in a car park just recently, which made the news in England. And there was a Roman garrison that was actually situated on that gate, which the hotel was built on. But if you look at the photo, it was more Victorian than Roman.
Okay. Let me see here. I've got a big list of questions. I'm kind of jumping around. I apologize. You said your wife was sitting with some of her friends on the other side of the table. Have you shown that photo to everyone that was present that night?
I showed it to
family.
Yeah, two people. But I think they just dismissed it as somebody walking by.
Yeah. Okay. And you said that the reactions from the hotel staff, they basically, they seemed shocked by it? Or did they say anything specifically?
They said that, they were shocked, but not in a sense of shock that it was actually happening. There was more shock that it was more like, because of things that have been happening in the hotel, they was like, okay, so now we get who it could be, mm-hmm. in that kind of way.
Let me have you walk me through the steps you took to send me the photo. I mean, I feel like the photo was pretty close to the original, non-compressed. But in other words, how did you get the file from the memory card on the camera to me? Like, what steps did you take specifically to do that?
Right, so this photo, it was on a SD card. So I put the SD card into the laptop and did it that way. And it's also on my Android.
Okay.
And through browsing through... So I sent this photo to a local newspaper, and I didn't get any feedback from this. Mm-hmm. So I was kind of looking for further places that would actually take a better look at this and see what would come of it. It's not like I wanted to prove anything. It was just like I wanted to know what was happening. So that's when I was scrolling through the internet, I found your site. So I thought it might be nice just to have another insight on what other people think.
Okay. Well, I got to give all the credit to John Greenwald for setting this up. He's actually just recently gotten in touch with me about looking into these kinds of things, and I think it was just good timing. But he set all that up, and he's got quite a database of things going. But I'm happy to be helping him out with that stuff. Have you or your wife ever had any classes or workshops on photography itself?
No, never.
Okay. And have you ever tried to use Photoshop or any photo editing applications?
No, we're not really clued up on how those things work. We're really basic, look on the internet, and we're not really into Photoshop or anything like that, to be honest.
Okay. And I'm sorry, I'm not being accusatory here. I part of my job is to ask the tough questions here. So, to your knowledge, I mean, again, this might seem redundant. Did anyone that was present, they didn't recall seeing anybody walking by?
No.
Now, you said you were kind of in a corner. If I'm looking at the photo, would there be a wall straight behind the photographer?
Yes, yes, the wall straight, yeah. They was actually sitting at the wall.
Okay, and then if you're in a corner, there would have been a wall to the left or the right of you, is that correct?
There was a wall to the left.
To the left on the side where the anomaly showed up?
Yeah.
Okay. Do you personally believe in ghosts?
Yes.
Okay. And how about your wife?
Yes, she does, yeah.
So what, if you don't mind me asking, what kinds of, paranormal experiences have you had, if you've had them?
Okay, so I think it all started, my mother, when she was actually pregnant with me, she did the Ouija board. And the Ouija board wasn't shut down properly. And the Ouija board told her things like my birth, date, time, etc. And it was all correct. As I've got older, when I got into my teens, I had experiences of like, when I was sitting in my bedroom, like, there was like some footsteps going around the room and a voice was saying to me, come on my old soul, come on my old soul, and it kept repeating. So obviously being like 16, 17 years old, I was quite scared. Mm-hmm. And other things of like, when I was like trying to get to sleep, there was like a black presence trying to press and hold me down, which scared me as well. So I had to go to the church to get a blessing off the priest. After I got that blessing off the priest, that didn't happen anymore, not for a couple of years. I was actually in the army, in the parachute regiment in the British forces, and we went up a mountain called Mount Snowdon. And when we was at the top, it was ice and snowy that year. And we wore clampons, which is a device fitted to the bottom of your shoes to stop you sliding. Mm-hmm. I actually fell off this mountain, and my ice pick at the time came out of my hand at the top of the mountain, and I was like thrown over ice caps. And then I got to the snow. When I was rolling down the snow, when I was falling, face down sliding, my ice pick suddenly came from nowhere and started going past me. So I actually leant out, got my ice pick, and dug in. I was actually rescued off the mountain with just a bruise on my thigh. That was it. Mm-hmm. And I was written off by the actual corporal to be dead by what he saw. But I didn't. I got up and walked away. The other thing is when I came home from leave, I had a photo taken. There was actually a crucifix hovering above my head, which I can't find that photo for the life of me now. I fell off a roof. I fell straight through a garage top, through nails and everything, landed on that. Should have been dead. Not a scratch on me. Got up and walked away.
Mm-hmm. Wow.
It's I've seen other apparitions, and just the thing is, it is strange because when people are kind of nasty to me or like do something against me, things happen to them. Mm-hmm. And it could be like 2 months, 3 months, but bad things kind of happen to these people without me actually doing anything, because I'm quite a placid person, and stuff like that. And recently, when I went to a spiritualist church, one of the ladies who was actually doing the reading said, do you get ringing in your ears? And I've previously been to the doctors 2 weeks prior for ringing in my ears. I thought I'd got tinnitus. Mm-hmm. And she asked me this question, and I thought, that's strange. And I said, yeah, I do get ringing in my ears. And she says, it's spirit trying to get in contact with you. She wanted me to go along to the lessons to actually receive spiritual things, but I never actually went to that, you know. Mm-hmm. And it's just gone on from when I was about 16, 17 years old, and it's never stopped.
I get
visions of when I was in Turkey. Say, okay, I'll tell you this one. When I was in Turkey 4 years ago, I was lying on the beach and it was a sunny day. Mm-hmm. And I closed my eyes. I never had sunglasses on. I closed my eyes and I saw all these faces flashing in front of me. Old faces, young faces. This, you know, happened for about a minute. So I opened my eyes. And then I closed my eyes again and it kept coming again for another about minute or two. And after that, I thought, you know what, I'm going to get up now. So I got up, and then about 8 hours later, there was actually an explosion in Istanbul where 80 people died. And I believe that I saw those 80 people's faces before they died, because I've never had that again.
And how long, what do you know about the approximate time correlation between when you saw that and the bomb?
It was a dinner time. It was about 12 a.m. and the bomb was at about 8-9 p.m. in the evening.
Okay. Would you consider yourself to be sensitive or psychic in any way?
I think I am, but I don't know how to progress or, you know, explore into that.
Okay. So I'm just going to come out and ask directly, did you or your wife make any alterations of any kind to the photograph?
No, and to be honest, I haven't got a clue how to do that on that actual camera, and I wouldn't have a clue anyway.
Okay. So I guess what would your response be to someone who says, you know, this photograph is either maybe just somebody walking by or maybe they accuse you of it being hoaxed?
Well, it's their opinion, and I would say I appreciate your opinion. At the end of the day, I'm just getting this photo out there to actually see how far we can get to proving by professional people that I've not messed with the camera. You know, so right. People that say, "Oh yeah, it's this, that, and the other," that's their opinion. I appreciate that, but It's not for my benefit to make any money, to make anything off. I just want to get to the bottom of what was actually happening.
Do you follow John's Facebook page for the Black Vault?
No, I don't know.
Okay, so, you know, just some of the things we're running into there. You know, you're going to get people criticizing this now that it's out. It's, you know, there you have naysayers, and there's going to be people that think it's legitimate and people calling it a ghost. It's very, very hard to prove that it's a ghost. You know, I think that science might not be able to do that at this point in time. But, you know, some of the, I guess the naysayers are saying that, oh, it's probably just somebody that walked by, or maybe it was a double exposure, or maybe a camera strap was in the frame. To me personally, you know, I've been doing this a little while. I don't think any of those reasons would you know, put that type of an artifact in your exposure. However, you know, I have asked people that claim that that's possible and they've seen similar effects to provide examples of those. And John has backed me up on the forum there, requesting the same thing. I mean, we try to keep an open mind, but I can honestly say I believe that you gave me the original image, and I believe that whatever is in there is actually, you know, blocking out light and was in the room with you at the time.
Yeah.
So, you know, I guess going forward, there's still a couple people I'd like to try to get an opinion from. I've showed it to one of my photographer friends, and he agreed with my assessment. I guess what's really there, I think you've got some pros and cons with the picture. You know, there's the things that are hard to explain are, you know, I think the way that the light is reflected off the pupils is consistent with where the flash would be, but there's a even brighter red eye effect within the anomaly. And normally that happens closer to the camera. Yeah. You'd at least be seeing, you know, a brighter red eye in the people in the foreground, you and your friends closer to the camera. So, you know, I can't explain that. One would argue if it is a you know, quote, ghost, how would that effect even happen, you know? So it's definitely interesting, though. I can't explain it away, but I still want to show it to a couple people and try a couple things that I haven't tried yet. Do you have any questions for me?
Do you need the actual camera?
I mean, if you're... So I think moving forward, if I had my perfect way to test this out, I would personally go back to the site that it was taken at and try different settings on the camera. There were some features in my report that were included with that model of camera. I would just try regular auto exposure and then each of those features and have somebody walking by. Take several photos, in the same place, preferably with the same kind of lighting conditions, and just ensure there's no strap on the camera. If you're not able to do that, that's totally fine. I'm willing to take the camera and test it out myself. I think that would be ideal conditions, but preferably in the same room would be even better. Or we could do both.
The camera was actually set to, it's called Smart.
Mm-hmm.
Because I don't know how to work this camera. So I just put it on to smart mode, where it kind of, whatever condition it's in, it allows that to do it itself, mm-hmm. rather than mess about with the camera, because I don't understand cameras. It was just like a quick thing, you know? But right. If you want me to send you the camera, then by all means, I'll send you the camera, because I've never used it since.
Okay. That'd be great. I can definitely do that. I think I would try to recreate the conditions as much as possible, perhaps, and indoors with some light sources in the background. It looked like pretty low lit room from where you were sitting, though. Is that correct?
It was kind of low lit.
I mean, just knowing that the flash fired would probably indicate that. But I can run it through some tests here. I'll send you my address on the on the message board there. Yeah. And we'll go from there. And I wish I could be very speedy with this type of thing, but sometimes they take a little time to investigate.
Yeah, that's fine. I mean, I don't mind sending you the camera. It's, like I say, we don't really use that camera. We've never used it since, to be honest. So we use our phones now, so, with the Androids and everything. So.
Okay.
I'm happy to do that.
Okay, well, yeah, if you'd like to ship it to me, then I will gladly take it and test it out. Does it come with is it battery operated? Does it come with a charger, or is it just regular batteries you'd buy over the counter?
There's a charger. I mean, I charged it up on my PS4. On my, have you got a PS4?
Like PlayStation?
Yeah.
I don't. I'm an Xbox guy myself.
Well, what it does, the charger with the actual controller of the PlayStation actually charges it up. So,
okay.
I'm not sure if I've got the original charger, but it's not going to be hard to actually plug into if you've got a PlayStation and charge. But I will send it to you fully charged.
Okay, perfect. All right. Well, I think that's all the questions I have for now. I may have some in the near future, but I'll definitely keep in touch and let you know. And then I'll shoot you my address right away so we can start testing it out.
Is you going to send me that on email?
Yes, I'll do it. I think John plans to post our audio conversation on the actual Black Vault website, so I'd rather not have my address on there. I'll shoot it to you on the email there.
Yeah, that's fine.
All right. Well, thanks again so much for taking the time to do this. I really do think you have an interesting photo and definitely worthy of investigating.
Yeah, and that's what I'd like you to do, to be honest, just to put my mind at rest.
Right. Well, I'll do as much as I can. It's going to be hard to conclusively say anything's a ghost, but we can at least, test out the camera and really give it a thorough analysis to see if we can reproduce anything like that. And if we can't, then, that's going to just be some more firm evidence that you've caught something anomalous there.
Yeah, that'd be great.
All right. Well, thanks again, Sean. You have a great rest of your evening, and thanks for taking the time.
Just one question.
Yes, sir.
What's the honey-do list?
That's what I call when, you know, if I wake up on a Saturday and my wife has a list of errands she wants me to run. It's just a honey-do, you know, honey, can you do this for me?
That did make me laugh.
Yeah. I'm sure you have those as well.
Yeah, and hopefully if I come to California, I'll come and see you.
Yeah, if you're ever around, please let me know.
Yeah, that'd be great.
All right. Well, you take care, and thanks again. I'll talk to you soon.
Okay. Anything you need, then just email me, and I'll be glad to send it or whatever you need.
Certainly will. Thanks a lot.
Okay. Thanks for calling.
Sure. Bye-bye.
Bye.